For my children, this will mean a lot to them. I think people will talk about it for years to come, and the fact that they were here and get to see the smoke or maybe not see the smoke is important. There's a huge following where we live, especially in our Latin American community members, and I know that they've talked about several people from South America and the Philippines, but we'd like to see someone from Latin America.
Game changer for the Vatican. Yes, a Jesuit cardinal chosen to be the next pope. Pope Francis, the 266th pontiff, asking Catholics to pray for him. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in those wonderful nooks and crannies in the greatest country on the face of the earth. How does that affect us as a nation here? Closer to home, obviously, than Italy and the Vatican, because there are lots of Americans who are Catholics. The biggest diocese is in Los Angeles. The second is in New York. Of course, our bigger cities, that makes sense. But the population that really is Catholic, and it just keeps growing and growing and mushrooming is the best way to say it, is Latin America. They're the true believers that are growing in the ranks, while some Americans are disillusioned with the terrible scandals that are plaguing the Catholic Church, meaning the sex scandals, the pedophiles and whatnot being put back into place. A lot of those cases are starting to settle. Pope Francis has a big job in front of him. So the chimney is filled with white smoke late in the afternoon in the United States, after 3 o'clock Eastern time, just after 3 o'clock, thousands of people cheering. Then there was silence for the Pope back at the Vatican, St. Peter's Square. That's where everybody gathers. The new Pope comes out, and he is well-liked. He's a Jesuit, so you can look at the theology part of this and expect a conservative style. And also, this guy is known for his concern for the poor, but that's part of the whole Jesuit thing. And he could bring kind of a radical change of style to the church leadership. At least that's what some people are saying. So there's a divided church in the U.S. The new pope has to deal with that. This is a game changer for Latin America. I think they, like I said, they're the true believers. They're there. They'll unite. They're growing bigger. That's going to be the biggest audience for this pope. But what a milestone for Pope Francis coming out of Latin America. Pope Francis with a secular culture, lots to deal with. And it's interesting because it sure seemed like an American was really, 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 really close. But it just didn't happen. Just didn't happen. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to talk to my pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. You might remember in the Jack Abramoff scandal, he was the one that got caught in the weeds and went to prison for 11 months. He has plenty to say about the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, when it comes to womanizing, boozing, and some other things that he did while Bob Ney was there. They're longtime friends from Ohio, although not longtime friends after Boehner read part of his book. So we talked to him about that. We talked to him about the problems in Washington and what happened to him and how he got caught and some other interesting things. The book is really a wild read. It really is good. I'm almost done it. I've really enjoyed it. He leaves nothing, no stone unturned. And I think Time Magazine and a bunch of other magazines and radio and TV stations are starting to interview Bob. So we're pleased that we're one of the first people that he spoke with too as well. And you'll hear that coming up on the flip side on America Tonight. Other things that we'll get to, the mailbag. Yes, indeed, a lot of you had something to say about this new pope. Some were surprised at the choice of the Pope. a few of you had to say something about the movement to defund Obamacare and whether it has real wheels or not. Senator Ted Cruz conceded that his attempt to strip funding from ultimately what he said was a bad deal from the president's health care reforms is part of a government spending bill, stands really no chance of passing whatsoever, but he wanted to go on the record with it. It definitely will be defeated. Again, he wanted the floor to have a chance to unload on the Affordable Care Act, and there's some others that also agree with him. The budget that was put together by House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan assumes the repeal of Obamacare too, saying that the health care system is going to collapse under its own weight and that there are provisions that could be included in the spending bill should it need to go to a House Senate conference to work out details, like $982 billion spending bill. But I don't think that one gets very far either. It's just a plethora of budget proposals, all bad ideas, because most of them, in fact, everyone I've seen so far, they're talking about 10 years down the pike, and that's 10 years too late. Where will you be in 10 years? It's the most bogus question. You go on a job interview, and what do they say to you? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? So where do you see yourself with a lousy budget in 10 years? It's just getting revamped over and over again. Every year, somebody else coming to the floor with some other idea. That's what continues to happen. It happens again and again and again every single season. And I'll tell you, it just gets worse. Who are the puppets and who are the, you know, who's pulling the strings? Who are the puppet masters? By the way, if you're flying anywhere anytime soon, the TSA said they're trying to avoid furloughs of airport security workers. So the big panic that Janet Napolitano put us on, that crazy crash course of you better get to the airport 5 hours ahead of time, pack a lunch so you can eat on the curb. Well, the U.S. Transportation Security Administration is trying to avoid that. They're absorbing cuts in a different way. They say they're going to focus first on freezing hiring and cutting overtime and eliminating bonuses. That'll go over well. And travel for training. The trade-off may still lead to some longer lines, but not right this second. Because, you know, the deal is they rely on overtime, of course, to fill the gaps in staffing. And the hiring freeze would exacerbate that situation. So there, you might see a little bit of a wait time, an increase, but nothing like Janet Napolitano was scaring the daylights out of us as to how long we would be waiting there forever. It's going to be lunch, breakfast, and who knows, maybe dinner. So the $85 billion coming out of the TSA might not really make those lines ridiculously long. However, Memorial Day weekend, yeah, that could be a little bit tricky. Think of the holidays, you know, July 4th, that kind of stuff. Summer is busy anyway, so usually the lines are a lot longer. So just remember that. Pack your patience along with everything else. Can't wait. My pal Bob Ney next. Sideswipe. Lessons learned courtesy of the hitmen of Capitol Hill.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I'm so excited for our next guest. We love this guy, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. He's got a book out. It is fantastic, I'm telling you. You'll learn everything you wanted to know about prison. You'll learn everything you want to know about Washington, D.C. And the stories, like I said, just stretch from end to end. Sideswipe, lessons learned, courtesy of the hitmen of Capitol Hill. Bob, congratulations on the book. What's the reaction been so far?
Well, don't read this book alone. It'll scare you, Kate. The reaction has been good. It's sold well, but more important than that, the reaction of people, I think, has been dynamite on both sides of the aisle. I must note for the book, I've had a lot of good comments, Facebook comments, emails, a lot of attention paid to the book because of the quote salacious or one part of it, which just talks about Speaker Boehner. And it talks about him for a reason. I didn't just all of a sudden make this little paragraph out of nowhere to complain about John Boehner. It fits into an integral part of the story. And it goes beyond to also talk about is the barrel still corrupt? It talks about some different things that happened in Congress, also prisons and 12-step recovery. A lot about prisons in there that I think, and I don't write it so anybody feels bad for me because that's just not the point, but they need to know what on earth goes on in the prison systems.
Yeah, let's re-rack here for a second and tell everybody about what happened with you after meeting with Jack Abramoff and a trip to Scotland and then investigations and so on and so forth, how you ended up going to prison and where did you feel pretty much blindsided by that?
Well, yes, in the book I clearly state what I did, my criminal activity, my terrible behavior. I lay it out on the line. There's a lot of warts there, and I expose that. But I also have a story about the perfect storm because it ended up I was offered a deal point blank by now Speaker Boehner, then the majority leader, and he offered me a deal. And that deal was if I stepped out of my election 70 days before, I could stay in Congress for a while, step out of the election, he would find me a comparable job, and also he would raise me legal defense money so I could, quote, put this behind me. And I had 24 hours to accept that. I called back and talked to him. I accepted the deal. I announced I would be leaving, and then I could not get a phone call from the janitor that cleaned his office, or an intern. And I started to spiral, and then eventually, within maybe 10 or 11 days, the Justice Department called. They were going to indict. We did a plea deal for two pleas, and I went to federal prison, sentenced for 30 months, served 17.
Yeah, so that happens to you, and you go from the power halls of Congress to inside of the inside of a prison. Was it anything at all of what you expected, if you had any thoughts of what prison would be like?
No, you know, I went from, good morning, Mr. Chairman, how are you, Mr. Chairman, what would you like to have to drink, Mr. Chairman, to Morgantown, West Virginia, with a guy saying, hey, scumbag, you're not getting a second helping of oatmeal this morning. I mean, it was I couldn't believe what I was seeing in the sense of how they conducted the prisons. And as a lawmaker, then a lawbreaker, I had a unique perspective of standing up saying, just put them in, you know, throw the key, lock the key away, drug dealers. A lot of people in there were addicts. They weren't the Medellin drug cartel people, Kate. They were addicts. And they had addictions, and they got caught. Police practically didn't have to arrest them. They almost walk into police departments. I mean, they're addicts. And there's no treatment in there for them. And I just saw a side of it that shocked me. I'd love to take members of Congress on a tour, because I'm sure when they go, they get a sanitized tour.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt about that. You started off talking about Boehner and the House Speaker and the reaction to your book, and I'm going to read one little piece of this that's getting, I think, a lot of the attention you're talking about. You say in the book, one night at the Capitol Grill, Boehner got drunk and took a female staffer home. Boehner regularly gave handouts, free Barclay cigarettes, from his lobbies and campaign checks on the House floor. He called one of his staffers a fag. He broke out in all-out wailing after he was ousted from chairman of the House Republicans Conference in 1998. And then Boehner's spokesperson, Michael Steele, who used to be the RNC chair, told the Washington Post, this is a convicted felon with a history of failing to tell the truth, making a lot of baseless accusations to try and sell books. And what was your response to that?
Well, two things. I chaired House Administration. If I wanted to sell books, I could put stories in about 100 members of Congress that would total more salacious activity as a group. So it wasn't that objective. The second thing is that, you know, you do tend to lie when you're trying to stay out of prison. Once you get out of prison, you tend to not lie. You have nothing to lie about. Everything I have said in this book about Speaker Boehner, and I've said it for a reason, not to be angry because I'm not to be hateful because I'm not, it fits. Once one reads the book, it fits into everything. It tells how he runs the House. The Boehner I knew then is the Boehner I know now. And everything I have said in that book can be backed up by others and will be backed up by others who are not felons and are not known as liars.
Yeah. I mentioned the trip to Scotland because, remember when all this stuff was going on, that's what kept coming up in the news. People who didn't even really realize what was happening with Scotland, Scotland, Scotland. What about everybody else that took that trip with you, like Tom DeLay?
Tom DeLay went to Scotland, and he went to the Mariana Islands. And I have been asked this question hundreds of times. Jack Abramoff on 60 Minutes said he spent $1 million and he had 100 members in his pocket. And people have asked me, if he's made that statement, why just you? And why not Tom DeLay? You know, Jack paid for Tom's daughter's, a baby shower. He gave $1 million. Jack did funnel it to Tom's former chief of staff. You know, why was Ralph Reed not called before Senator McCain's committee? All these questions arise. And I can't answer that. I think that has to be answered by Alberto Gonzalez, who was Attorney General. Good luck. He can't remember 76 times what he did anyway. And then Jack Abramoff. But I have a perfect storm chapter in there. I feel because Alice Fisher, who covered up the Guantanamo Bay torture, and this sounds complicated, but you've got to read the book. She covered up the torture. She was accused of being too close to Tom DeLay and his defense team, and she was doing nothing about Jack Abramoff, and they weren't going to appoint her. Boom. Jack goes away, I go away, it's all done. Everybody else takes a walk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did wrong things, but everybody else, you know, the two bad guys were gone.
Yeah. Did you, I'm wondering this because, of course, everybody's watching House of Cards. How accurate is House of Cards to what happens in Washington?
know, in the Casino Jack movie, Spacey plays Jack, and then the guy from Saw plays me. And I like Spacey as an actor, and he does House of Cards perfect. And I've got to tell you, it's pretty similar. A lot of good people on that hill, but, man, there's some characters, too.
What do you think, you know, because now you're not that far removed, and you were released from jail after the 11 months, 2008, and then you did the rest, of course, Halfway House stuff. But after that, and now you have a different view and you can look back, what do you think has to happen for Congress to get cleaned up, I guess, for lack of a better way to describe it?
I have the afterword, which is the barrel still corrupt? Everything Jack Abramoff and I did, this, you know, any sushi we ate that came to $200 or any booze that I drank, that pales in comparison to the codification of this today in the law. I, as a member of Congress, can take you to Las Vegas. I can take some of your staffers. We can have a $3,000 dinner, and I can raise you $75,000, and it is all perfectly legal. It's done by both sides of the aisle. It's done all the time. They have drained the swamp by making all of this legal.
Yeah. It's interesting where you talk about taking to dinner and the whole lobbyist thing and all that. I had a caller, and I thought, yeah, this is it. What if you had people that came into Congress that would have to sign an agreement saying, I can't then go on to become a lobbyist once I'm done? Because that's often what happens. The influence continues.
Well, Speaker Boehner, and I mentioned the corruption and the cigarettes and the tobacco checks he passed out on the floor, all the things that are well documented. Speaker Boehner has a chance, really, I think, to be a hero. He can clean this up in a snap of a finger. They can make it illegal within one day. If you're a member of Congress or a staffer, you don't go into the lobby community, period. They can stop the trips. If you want to raise campaign dollars, you can't have a $3,000 dinner. That can be stopped in a matter of hours. If they want to.
Yeah. Family-wise, how costly was all of this for you?
Well, economically, I lost everything I owned, everything. Mm. The house went zero money. I had nothing left. Any bank accounts I had were drained. Now, family-wise, it was good. I did go through, I had a divorce. But, you know, my children and I and my immediate family all stayed intact. The kids would come up to visit me in prison, and I had some friends visit me, my mom and dad, my sister, et cetera. So that all stayed intact, but there was some other prices to pay. And, and it happens, and you have to get through it. You know what really, really helped me? Webb Hubble, who, you know, one time I told Webb his only sin was he was best friends with the President of the United States, Bill Clinton at the time. Webb Hubble was sentenced. And I didn't want to see anybody. I just wanted to go do my time. I was just so, what planet was I on? And Ellen Ratner, my friend and your friend, made me sit down with Webb Hubble for almost 3 to 4 hours in Washington. And he walked me through how to not lose your mental faculties in prison. He walked me through it.
Yeah. Well, that was terrific. Then you got that advice. Sideswipe, lessons learned, courtesy of the hitmen of Capitol Hill. Bob Ney, you're terrific, and good luck with this book.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you feel it? Do you got it? Jorge Mario Bergoglio, 76 years old, is ditching that name for the name Francis. In fact, he's the first one to use it. So Pope Francis the First, and he's the first Jesuit Pope from Latin America. A lot of people wanted to throw in their two cents on this. A Pope here, a Pope there. There's just so many jokes about popes. I'm not even going to go there, actually. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Joe says, Kate, wow, I'm stunned. I thought Dolan had it. You made me think that. I kept listening to you talk about Dolan. Nobody wants a New Yorker. I know how he feels. So a Latin American pope. We're going to have more of a conservative bent in this church. Do you really think that's what the church needs? Ultimately, What can this guy do to bring more Catholics back into the flock? Got any answers? It's interesting. The push, I think, is going to be for that. It's going to be partially for that. You're starting to see commercials about coming back. We're welcoming all Catholics back or something. I bet you that you'll start to see a few of those commercials, at least on cable, when it gets closer to Easter. And that'll be part of the deal. But I think, if anything, he's got to work on a fractured U.S. Catholics, you know, the flock all over the place as far as the sex scandals and everything, because it was just so awful in the United States. And then has to work on probably overall what the doctrine is of the church, where the church is headed, and all that kind of stuff, and what he can do to unite more people and actually, you know, bring more people back, I guess, especially in the U.S. But the doctrine will be the Jesuit style. It'll be very, very conservative for sure. Sammy says, thumbs up to the new Pope, I suppose. I've read a little bit about him. Don't know anything about him, of course. But from the reaction I'm hearing, sounds as though he was an all-around well-liked good guy. That probably bodes well. Doesn't have any weird baggage in his background as to rearranging pedophile priests and putting them in other places where they shouldn't have been in the first place. So that's at least one thing in his favor. It's a big moment for a church that has a whole bunch of followers. If he's authentic and humble and as credible as he seems to be from everything I've read, then I think this Pope has a very good chance to stay in the game until his death. Yeah, I mentioned this already, 76 years old. You don't go back home. This is it. He's the Pope and, you know, moves on from there. Got this one from Michael, and this is the last one we'll do on the Popes, the new Pope anyway. And Michael says, wow, a new Pope. I wasn't really sure that this would be the guy. You know, I was looking at all of them across the board and listening to some of the commentary. I don't know how, but I did get sucked into this. I'm not a Catholic, but everywhere I turned, there was a lot of information on it. So it just kind of became interesting to me. I sort of started handicapping it, almost like the horses, although I guess that sounds insulting. Since you're a horse player, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, what are the odds? What about Dolan? 1,001. Actually, there were people in Europe that were taking big bets on who the next Pope was going to be. So it was a surprise, Kate, in the end. However, from some of what I've seen on television, he seems to be a well-liked, very humble person. And humility is probably a good thing for the face of the Catholic Church. Yeah, you know, a little humility wouldn't hurt the Catholic Church in the face of all the horrific things that happened in the past. You know, you can't go back into the past and take away the sting, the pain, the darkness of what happened to so many young boys who became men and lived with these horrible secrets. And whether they got money in a settlement or not, I mean, money is not going to take away what happened to them. However, the sum of the salt in the wounds moving forward and having some heavy, 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 heavy doctrines out there to not allow this to happen again. So if it happens, somebody's gone, they're excommunicated, they're not rearranged. That would be a very, very, very good thing to keep enforcing and pushing that down and weeding out anyone that they could, and certainly not trying to cover it up. All right, let's move on to some other emails. This one from Robin Bowles. Thanks, Robin. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. She says, Kate, I have to say this. Kelly is a retired Navy officer. She's talking about Mark Kelly. He has been vetted 6 ways to Sunday to be an astronaut. True. Yes, his background check came through fast. He knew it would. And as for him saying how easy it was, yeah, for him, because he's retired Navy. His wife was a former congresswoman. Does he honestly think that most of America is that gullible to believe that he is shocked? And he is also knew his purchase was hypocritical and that it would be viral. Not impressed with his argument or his methods. Yeah, thanks, Robin, for the note. You know, she has a point. he's well known, and he has a wife that was uber famous because of obviously what happened and being a congresswoman. So not necessarily a shocker. I didn't really look at it that way, but she has a point. Maybe it's not a shocker that the background check went through as fast as it did. And she's also right about how many times he's been vetted, and that would also make way for the reason why it was so swift. I mean, if you've been vetted all over the place, then pretty easy to smash your information through versus somebody who hasn't, and they're digging around. I mean, actually digging around, making sure, different from somebody who is constantly under the microscope, which Mark Kelly would be, as she makes the point, because of being an astronaut, especially now, boy. But even then, they really, really, really look closely, absolutely. This one from Peter, who says, Kim Jong-un is cracked. He is a nutbag. Are you listening to some of the stuff that he's been saying, Ms. Delaney? I'll tell you what, if there's two countries that could go to war again, or more countries that would line up with one side, it would have to be North Korea and South Korea. I would love to see the South Koreans just rear up and blast their way through past the 39th parallel and into North Korea and forget this guy. He inherited his daddy's power and wealth, and he's certainly nothing of a humanitarian. However, he likes to party with celebrities. Give me a break. So let him test a nuclear device, and let's smash him like a bug on a windshield. Ooh, Kim Jong-un. Nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, yeah. Obviously, looking at some of the things that he's done, is he ready to, what is he, throwing more heat onto the situation? Is he ready at the breaking point where he's ready to explode and all it takes is one provocation? I mean, already you got a nuclear test, then it's kind of unclear about that. However, it wouldn't be shocking, I think, based on what he said, to see something happen more than a threat. North Korea has threatened a preemptive nuclear attack, not only on South Korea, but on the United States, too. So military and the White House have said the U.S. can defend against any threat. The president said that he doesn't think North Korea can make good on the threat anyway, but we don't like any margin of error. And, you know, the capacity is there. The capacity certainly for North Korea is there, and let's hope that doesn't happen. But we're ready, I believe, that if that were to happen. And do the North Koreans really want to mess with the U.S.? Really? I don't think so. North Korea has done three tests, the ballistic missile, the nuclear, and a test of all, of all of us with what they're constantly stepping up the line to do. So the question becomes, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with Kim Jong-un? What do we do with him? We keep him at arm's length and then keep him close in another sense, smack on some additional economic sanctions, even though some of that has not worked. How about this one from Tall Paul? Tall Paul says, have you been watching what's going on with the situation in Korea? I think Kim Jong-un, as you said, is on your short list of people you wouldn't be upset about if they were eliminated. I would have to stand there right there with you. He really is of no value to the North Koreans. He inherited everything, and people are just marching along in goose step to whatever he says. He seems like a spoiled brat to me, Kate, and the whole Dennis Rodman thing is so over the top. Rodman saying that he wants to have a meeting. Give me a break. There's no way any of our diplomats are having a meeting with Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Big reminder here, if you want to talk to us on Facebook or Twitter, you can do that. Go to AmericaTonight.net, click on Twitter. And click on Facebook and bada bing, you are in, my friends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My infrared glasses, I can see across the land. Many of you have taken the family road trip a time or two on vacation. How many people are still doing it? It used to be that it was normal. You loaded up the kids, you took off, and you might be going for 2 days to get to the campgrounds or Disney World or Disneyland in the other direction or some other place, some other hot spot in the country. One of the national parks. But now, how many people are taking those road trips, loading everybody up, heading out, stopping along the way with time constraints? I wonder if the road trip has kind of gone by the wayside. Anybody have any good road trips? I know I'm waking you all up If you had a good road trip or you have a funny memory, share it with us. 855-266-GATE, 855-266-5283. Matt Johnson, you and your sister got stuck on a bunch of those road trips. You and I were talking about this one day. That gave me the idea. I was thinking about this, and a lot of people in my world are talking about it because, you know, now is spring break, and some people did load family in a car and take off somewhere. Did you like the family road trip?
I mean, I would say that there are memories from them, but also I prefer to fly. We flew when I was younger. I remember flying to Florida and California, but also driving to Washington, D.C., and I think that trip may have been the end of the road trips. That was the road trip that killed it, and that was, I think my sister was just entering high school and I was getting into middle school, something like that, and that was the end of it for us. Ever since then, it was pretty much flights, and I remember, I think it was my first year of college, actually, and it was my cousin's wedding, and my mom and dad were planning on driving out to Denver from Minneapolis, and my sister and I pretty much put the kibosh on us joining them and bought ourselves plane tickets, but yet my parents still flew out, or drove out there, whatever, I mean, to each their own, I guess, but yeah, Heather and I, my sister, we took the flight to Denver, and since then, the only road trips I've ever really gone on, I'll drive as far as Chicago. That's kind of my radius. If you're within Chicago limits, then I'll drive there.
But that's it.
That's it. I can do about 5 hours. That's the most.
Yeah. You know what? I think I have the same range as Matt. 5 hours is it for me. I can't even remember the last time I was beyond 5 hours.
And if those of you out there are doubting you can get from Minneapolis to Chicago in 5 hours, it is possible. You just have to bend a couple speeding laws.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Break a few speed barriers and make it
bend.
There.
Bend them.
Yeah, that's pretty good if you're getting from Minneapolis to Chicago in 5 hours. That is pretty good. You're making pretty good time there. But I feel exactly like Matt. I remember as a kid, we did do a few road trips, but not. I can't remember them being ridiculously far away. There was always, you know, trips to the Jersey Shore, but that wasn't that far. Big-time road trips would be going to school, and they were 7 hours, 8 hours, and that involved lots of signs that showed Stuckey's. Does anyone remember Stuckey's? Stuckey's 15 miles away, Stuckey's 10 miles away, Stuckey's coming up in 3.5 miles, Stuckey's with a pecan roll coming up in 01 mile. I mean, it was crazy how many signs they put on the roadway that were so close to each other. It's, you know, I didn't get it. I was like, I have to, maybe that's it. It was the power of persuasion just in massively smashing you with the billboards. So if we eventually did stop in Stuckey's. We really weren't going to do it, but they were shoving it down our throat. So we did. And that would seem like a very long trip because that's one of those kind of trips where you have so much stuff that you can barely find a seat in the car. You're stuffed in there. You know, you're just jammed in there, and it makes it that much longer, seemingly, anyway. And the longest road trip that I can remember taking was in college with a group of girlfriends who wanted to go spring break, like spring break is right now, and head to Florida, and we were in a Mustang. Somebody had a Mustang, and three people in the Mustang, three of the girls were tall, and two of us were smaller. You know, we were like 5'4", 5'5". I'm saying these other girls were Amazon tall. So the idea was an Amazon, a small one, an Amazon, you know, so you could fit in, except for when you were driving. And it seemed a little bit squishy, and it seemed like we were driving forever, like we would never get there. And all I thought is, ugh, if I could just fly back and not get back in this car to go back to Ohio, because we were in Ohio, so we're going from Ohio to Florida. We saw a lot of other people doing the same thing. It's still popular to do that. And a lot of college students do it. A lot of high school students probably do that, too. and families head to Florida or head to California or Arizona or wherever the warm spots are, especially from the Midwest. I bet some of you have those same stories. If you just caught me talking about this whole idea of road trips and taking road trips with the families, that kind of gone out the window, and you want to share something and you're missing this, send it to me. Send me your story, americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Click on contact, and it's just like that. I think the big thing about road trips is the whole bathroom break thing and looking for the hotel, you know, when you didn't have an exact plan, and gas stations, and where are you going to eat, where are you going to find restrooms, where are you going to sleep. I mean, those are some of the three big things. Then, of course, in the car, if it's tight quarters, especially the squabbling, the arguing, the bickering back and forth, especially if you have a bigger family and the kids are all young and they kind of just go at each other over whatever it is. And then there's the games that you play in the car, you know, the road games where you're looking at something, you're trying to find something, you're trying to find a letter from A to B, and, you know, you play the alphabet game, I guess it's called. A lot of people do that. And then traffic. And you don't account for that. You look at your GPS or your map, and you hit certain parts of a city or even a suburb or wherever, it doesn't matter, and you hit it at the wrong time, and you are stuck in traffic. In Texas, if you're driving through Texas, one of the worst places to get stuck, seriously, whenever it's rush hour, has to be Austin. They're trying to change that as they're expanding their highways, but right now you could be stuck moving, I mean, seemingly inches, for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, just right there on the main thoroughfare on 35, and it's a nightmare. You want to do everything you can to avoid Austin if you're cutting through Texas and whatever journey you're making. If you do, still do road trips, because like I said, a lot of people don't take road trips, but it's, I mean, it can be fun. There's fun things that you can do along the way. Like I said, the license plates games, the alphabet games, all that kind of thing. And collecting souvenirs along the way, cheese ball-y souvenirs that you remember, snow globes, you know, postcards, whatever it might be. And here's the thing, then you get to where you are and you're so exhausted. That's why I kind of agree. If it's, you know, if you're talking about road trips that are over 5 hours and then you get to the place where you are, like some amusement park, you're just too exhausted. Aren't you too exhausted to get on the rides, jump in the pool, whatever? Because, man, you have been in that car for so long. Now, with the TV screens and individual hookups and everything you can get for kids, it probably ends some of that squabbling anyway. But still, the normal thing would happen. Stopping for food, getting gas, all that would still be part of a road trip. So if you got a good road trip story, share it with us. AmericaTonight.net.
Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.